A Matter of Balance, Session 2, Handout 2.1, Evaluating Thoughts About Falling. Your thoughts about falling affect your actions. To overcome your concerns about falling, you need mental as well as physical skills. These concerns enter your life as the idea that something terrible can and probably will happen to you if you are not careful. When it is powerful, it cautions you against taking any risks. It can imprison you. When this happens, it is joined by ideas of helplessness, like, I can't protect myself from falling. I better not try to do much of anything. Ideas of dependence, like, other people will have to take care of me, also come into the picture. You need to learn to recognize and challenge these ideas, or you can become a slave to them. Concerns about falling can enter your life slowly and gradually. They can start creeping into your thoughts and get stronger as time goes on, or they can come on suddenly. This is especially likely if you have a bad and unexpected fall, or someone you know has. Fear directs your feelings and actions. Once it takes over, it can convince you to restrict your life in many ways. This can result in significant losses. You might stop visiting friends, taking walks, doing things that have brought you pleasure. It can interfere with the most basic activities, such as cooking, cleaning, taking showers. It can take away your independence and lead you to become isolated and depressed. It blocks your attempts at problem-solving and takes away the power you have to control your life. Worst of all, it can lead you to be so inactive that your muscles and bones become very weak. The tragedy of this is that you then are more likely to fall if you try to do something active. Evaluating your fears. In order to manage your concerns about falling, the first step is to recognize them and the effects they have on your feelings and actions. You then need to evaluate how realistic your fears are and whether they are preventing you from taking constructive action. Our fears are like warning signals that protect us from danger. Sometimes they flash red, telling us not to go any further when they ought to be yellow, telling us to proceed with caution. With some practice, you can turn a red light into a yellow one, or even into a green one, by talking back to the ideas of danger that pop into your head. Example: worries about falling. You may think my balance is so bad I can't do things on my own. Feelings. Your feelings may be anxiety about moving without assistance, insecure about being left alone. Behavior. Your behavior may be restricted activity, demanding of family. Think of some worries you have about falling and how these worries make you feel and behave. Worries. Take a moment and think of some worries. Feelings. Now take a moment and think about your feelings. Behaviors. Now take a moment and think about your behaviors. Replacing fears with constructive ideas. As you can see, ideas can handicap you. They get in the way of staying active and doing what you can do to prevent falls and cope with them if they do occur. One way of challenging your concerns is to replace them with more constructive, confidence-building ideas. People come up with many creative ways to do this and thereby keep their fears in check. Example: Bob has been invited to the neighbor's home for dinner. He has to climb some steps to get into their house. Unhelpful thoughts. I can't go. I'll never make it up those steps without losing my balance. I could fall and break my hip. Helpful thoughts. Questions Bob can ask himself. How likely is it that my concerns will come true? How dangerous is this situation? Although there is usually a possibility that our feared outcome could occur, there are often other, more positive outcomes that could occur as well. It is important to keep these in mind so you are not thinking solely of the worst possible thing. In answering these questions, Bob might make the following statement. I'm nervous about those steps, but I've never fallen down steps before, and I've climbed a lot of them in my life. It's possible I could do it. What positive results might occur if I try the feared activity? Bob might make a statement like, I'd like to see my neighbor. I get bored and cooped up inside. I'd feel good about getting there if I could. What will happen if I give in to my worries? Bob might make a statement like, if I don't go, I'll get more lonely and unhappy, and I'll feel ashamed because I won't tell them the real reason I can't come. I'll make something up, and they'll think that I'm not interested. What can I do to enable myself to try this? Bob might make a statement like, I could ask one of my neighbors to give me a hand with the steps. Even though I'm a little embarrassed, it would be worse to stay at home. By restructuring his thinking in this way, Bob can keep his fears from calling the shots and form a plan to overcome it. There is no one right way to come up with the confidence-building ideas, and you may have your own useful possibilities. For the following scenarios, think of ways you can build confident thoughts. Brainstorming confidence-building thoughts. A. A relative gives you a ticket to a show, and you know you will have to climb stairs to get to your seat. B. You want to take your daily walk, but it has rained and the sidewalk is wet and might be slippery. C. A celebrity you want to see is speaking locally, but you know you will have to battle a crowd to get in. D. You want to take the subway downtown, but one of your children has warned you not to do it because you might fall. E. You want to clean out and organize some shelves that are a little beyond your reach. F. Your friend invites you to go see a movie at night, but you have to walk in the dark both outside and inside the theater. A Matter of Balance, Session 2, Handout 2.2. Directions. To challenge your fear of falling, let's first identify an activity that is meaningful to most of us, that causes us to worry about falling. Next, a vote will be taken for one activity that will be subject of the next exercise. Majority wins. Note to a group member, in this introductory exercise, this worksheet is being completed as a group. Once you get familiar with the process, you are encouraged to use the worksheet independently. 1. What am I afraid of doing because I might fall? 2. How realistic is my fear, based on my experience? How dangerous is this situation? Think of your fear level on the scale below. Not at all dangerous? 0 to 30. Somewhat dangerous? 40 to 70. Very dangerous? 80 to 100. 3. Is there any action I can take to make this safer and enable myself to try it? If so, what is it? 4. What positive results might happen if I try to do this? 5. What will happen if I give in to my fear and don't try? A Matter of Balance, Session 2, Handout 2.3. Directions. This log should be used to record what happens and what you think when faced with a situation where you are afraid you might fall. Situation. Think of a situation or event that aroused some concerns about falling. For example, your neighbor asks you to walk to the store a few blocks away with her. However, it has been raining and the sidewalk is covered with leaves. Fears or worries about falling. Think of what you are worried about. For example, I will slip on the wet leaves and fall down. Confidence-building thoughts. Think of a more positive and realistic thought. For example, if I am careful, walk slowly, and use my cane, I can walk to the store safely. Outcome. Think of what happened or what you did. For example, I walked to the store and didn't fall, even though the leaves were slippery.